Today is Wednesday. And as every family in the North End of Boston will tell you, Wednesday
is Money Life's Sell of the Week with Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
You are quite the bear.
That's right. Every Wednesday, Charles Rotblat joins us to help us let go of those investments that are going the wrong way.
You idiots! Get back in there at once and sell!
Don't keep coming up short. Join us every Wednesday for Charles Rotblat on Money Life with Chuck Jaffe.
Well, you know what they say. Fools make money, bears make money, pigs, they get slaughtered.
But individual investors make money when they are good rather than lucky. And Charles Rotblat is the author of Better Good Than Lucky. He is the editor of AAII Journal and a vice president of the American Association of Individual Investors. And he joins us here each week to discuss not only the sell of the week, which he's doing today, but the buy of the week. So we had his buy of the week yesterday. Today, coming back with the other side. Now, if you want more information, AAII.com or on Twitter, he is at Charles Rotblat. Charles, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Our sell of the week is
BlackBerry Limited.
BlackBerry Limited. That is ticker symbol BBRY. Why? Because this is a company that just had the little takeover takeout. So wouldn't that at least put a floor in and say it can't go down from here?
Well, it could certainly go down from here. And interestingly, I chose this to be my sell of the week before the offer was made. And obviously, markets change quickly, and now we have an offer. I think it's important to realize that just because there's an offer on the table doesn't mean it's going to be completed. And in BlackBerry's release, which was sent out yesterday, where they talk about the letter of the intent, they say, and I'll quote from here, that the consortium is seeking financing from Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, and BMO Capital Markets, and that the letter of intent is subject to due diligence, negotiations, and an execution of a definitive agreement. In other words, there's an offer to buy it. The money to back up that offer hasn't been secured. And once the potential buyer has a chance to look at the books, they may change their mind and decide this isn't as good. What's important to realize when you look at these private equity deals, especially in a case for a company that's struggling, they're typically looking at the balance sheet, they're looking at the perceived cash flows, and it becomes really a matter of spreadsheet modeling. If I spend this much on a company and I borrow at this interest rate, can I suck out enough cash to come out ahead on this deal? So there's a lot of moving parts now, and there's no guarantee this deal will actually be completed.
It's the sell of the week because take what you can get right now while there's all the commotion over the deal?
Yeah, absolutely. It was curious. I originally made this sell of the week because yesterday we talked about Michael Kors and I was talking about business models. And I picked BlackBerry actually Monday morning before the announcement came out because their business model is collapsing. And so I think it makes a very good study as to what you need to pay attention to when you look at a stock. But in this scenario, you have an offer on the table. So we know the company to at least one potential buyer is worth $9. Stock's trading 8 and change right now as we record this. But when you look at the company, you have to realize, okay, if that's my potential upside is $9, what's my downside? And you're looking at a company that's having a huge drop in sales. Last week, they announced that they were cutting their sales force by 40%. They gave guidance for the second quarter, which in terms of sales, predicting revenues of $1.6 million, that would represent a year-over-year decline of nearly 45%. The iPhone, Android is basically eating BlackBerry's lunch. The smartphone market is really down to two players, Google with its Android system, Apple with its iOS. Microsoft, which has considerably more resources than BlackBerry, is trying to elbow its way in and in all likelihood will be your third competitor. Beyond that, you might have something come out of China with a cheaper operating system, certainly cheaper phones. BlackBerry really isn't a tailspin from a business standpoint. Its competitive pressures are immense, and there's no signs that it's tearing things around. In fact, all indications are that business is getting worse, not better. And that's why it's always important, even if you like the charts, even if you like the fundamental numbers, always look at the business model and consider what is the competitive environment and what advantages does a company have. And right now, everything's turning against BlackBerry.
It's funny because you just used the phrase, right now, everything is turning against BlackBerry. My friend and MarketWatch colleague, Mark Hulbert, who runs Hulbert Financial Digest, wrote a piece, it's available on MarketWatch, talking about how nobody was saying negative things about BlackBerry until the bitter end. Fundamentally, his idea was, well, people kept saying hold, and this was a bad decision, and hold probably should have been a sell rating. So I need to ask you, are you piling on here, or whether you're piling on or not is sort of irrelevant when you're taking a look at this company? I mean, you're not a Wall Street analyst. That's a different thing. But are you worried about piling on and what that's going to wind up doing here?
You know, I'm not. And I think in this case, this really makes a great case study. If someone doesn't own BlackBerry and they thought, well, of course I'm staying away from it, I think it's a great case study for investors from two things. A, it goes to show you how you can have a leader in a market, but if the technology changes and the market changes and that leader doesn't adapt to the changes, it can lose its leadership position. And just because a company is doing well at a certain point doesn't mean you can buy the stock and forget about it. You need to pay attention to what's going on with its competitors. But the other thing, in terms of Wall Street analysts, they're loath to use a sell rating. They get a lot of pushback when they do. Plus, when you have a case like this, a lot of times Wall Street analysts, even though they're supposed to be separated from investment banking, we can't overlook the fact that there is still potential investment banking business from the company being bought out by a private equity company, by a private equity firm. And obviously the investment banks would like that. So even though there may not be direct pressure not to issue the sell ratings, the analysts realize that there is still business to be had. And so you have all that playing into it. And so analyst reports are great as a sanity check to make sure they're not seeing something you are, but you should never make your decision solely based on them. And this is a perfect example of why.
Yeah, there you have it. And remember, it's not so much about it might crater. It's more take your profits now because there's nothing better that's going to happen. That's the word from Charles Roeblatt on BlackBerry. BBRY, the sell of the week. Remember the buy of the week yesterday? That was Michael Kors, K-O-R-S. And if you want more information on anything Charles is doing, well, A, follow him on Twitter, at Charles Roeblatt. B, make sure you check out AAII.com. Charles, always a pleasure.
I enjoyed it.
There is much, much more to go on the September the 25th edition of Money Life. Stick around. We're just getting started.